You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida. This class is from the Robert L. and Rhoda Lipton Foundation Audio Library. For more information, please call 305-534-7050 or 1-888-TALMUDIC. That's 1-888-TALMUDIC. Or you can visit our website at www.talmudicu.edu.
Shemishom Rayal Mashu Kacha, show you Masub and Ebrahare, Sibriatis Mitzrayim Lotzer Chaseb. Matsurich Liot Apshat.
Is it Korban
Pesach? Yeah, Achil Lotzer Chaseb. No, it was Zayatol again. Show you Masub and Lo biglal sibriutis mitzrayim, begal achila. Ze muchrach liyot shadayin yesh paparshat achila. Ze lo shayach lagid sheze holech achar shegomru lechol ki oz lo shayach mesubin. Ma'isim b'nei brak, shoyi mesubin, nochon? Az ha-mesubin ze lo mitzad hilchus sibriutis mitzrayim, ha-mesubin tzorich lo mitzad hilchus achila. As a dying nishar had din shal achila, the choliy rak zayi achilas matzah alai. I love the lizan mashayach kolos alai v'hoyu mesubin lama im lo ochlim ein din shal shal ve'im korban pesach nechal rak ad chatzos as lochein mutar lechol matzah acher chatzos ki as kvar acher azman. If you're blazer ben Azaria ein maptir nacher pesach afikomen. Only zarak holech ad chatzos, because that's the zman of achilas.
So you can eat matzah after.
You can eat after chatzos.
After
chatzos. Yeah, you know, in which was afikom makol alayla.
By all your eatings on that first night, you should always be lenient. Anytime that you eat,
yeah, of course. And then the derech eres, especially the feed the Rambam is a kiyum all night of matzah. No, rakma, no. Like you hold show your dime, mamshichim lechol. I'm assuming I'm holding a dime, mamshichim lechol. Raka kusha, a dime, mamshichim lechol. It's really a mamshichim, because I'm itzatzi, which is mitzvah, afacha, no salvation, yet didn't tell us. Sibritis Mitzrayim Haseb is a dimbachila. As Lachain, the fever is that rak was dimbachilas matzah. Moralo tzarech, korban pesach lo achlin. As achilas matzah, as kumko zeya raya, sheya din shal koha laila, shal mitzvah achilas matzah. Maisa shal yu mesubin ab nei brak. Ma pitom shi mesubin. The fever of lezer ben asariya, nigmar mitzvah korban pesach pechatzos. So if the mitzvah b'chatzos, ma shayach din shel achilas pesach lo shayach. As ma zei achilas matzah, nechon? Achilas matzah, hare kvar yotzu achilas matzah. As a kol matzah shel oto halayla, yesh al zed din shel haseb. Lama?
Yesh din
besipo
yesh mitzayim b'haseb?
Lo, zah ma shem amir. That's the akusha. Ma show you mesubin neighbor tarfen show you mesubin neighbor ma pitom show you mesubin oh yeah mesubin kolos alayla mesubin rak b'shas achila el rak she ochlu kol alayla zelo shayach lechol kol alayla ki hare korban pesach nechal rak ad chatzos as ma she ma she ochlu matzah ma ni kvar ki yamte tamitz korban pesach matzah. My yesh haseba zay yarai l'shita sarambam sheyesh din shalachilas matzah sheyesh kiyum shalachilas matzah kol alayla. Okay, now you're mesubin. Hey, mesubin beglau achilas matzah. B'shasha you're mesubin achilas matzah. How you mesap mitzvus mitzrayim? Okay, right there. What's that? Next, it's like throwing kashim. Baruch hamokum baruchu, baruch shenasan Torah la mo Yisrael baruchu. connected our bo bonim dibra Torah. Echad chacham, vechad rosha, vechad tam, vechad sheni yodei lishol. What does it mean? Baruch hamakom, baruch hu. What does it mean? Baruch shalos in Torah l'amo Yisrael. What is that doing? Baruch hamakom. Baruch hu. Baruch shalos in Torah l'amo Yisrael. Baruch hu. I don't get anything. Also, Hindi Mukhil Mazum Rakhine, what does it mean?
I've seen this in Midrash before. Like whenever it's about to talk about something that it be Shabbat Hashem, so it starts up like that. And the style applies always in it.
It's not because we're in the middle already, you still.
What?
Yichud Hashem,
like?
Yichud Hashem, We'll come back to this. What does it mean, Echad Chacham, Ve'echad Rasha? Vecha tom, vecha sheni de shal. Maza tom, ma kusha shal tam. Who's the tam?
Mazos.
Maza. What is any de lishal? Retarded? Mashaykh yote. A tam who kush.
Maza.
Azat maza any de lishal. Mashuga, a clone?
Malem.
Maza is a chachuda lishal.
We had to show Mazer. Tishma Makusha. Mazer. Idiot, you call the show Mazer.
At least he has the
capacity
to be able to ask, what's going on? The other
kid. Any of them. What's any of
them, Lisha? He's not bothered in the corner. What?
What's retarded? You see something going on, Mazer? There's retarded. There's Arba Bonim. There's three Bonim that are.
Tom takes things for, you know, he understands that there's a deeper meaning. He sees this.
Maze.
Maze. What's the deeper meaning in this?
I didn't say that. Maze.
What is this? He's asking for a deeper understanding. Why am I eating Maze?
Who cannot answer? Maze.
Maze is just what's happening.
Right. I want to know the deeper meaning in this. I see you're eating
I'm confused.
Why?
He's not asking. I'm confused. What is this?
Why? What is this?
Maza.
No, ask me a question.
What is this? That's retarded?
No. Maza is not retarded. Right. But anything less than Maza is retarded. Somebody can't ask the question.
Doesn't even realize that there's something to be.
But that's retarded. That's not any of them. That's retarded.
He doesn't care.
Oh. If shot any of them and Lisho, it means he's not interested in asking. Any Yodea Lisho does not mean retarded. Any Yodea, he has no interest in asking. He's any Yodea. The word to be Yodea means to be neschaber to something. Yodea is to be connected to something. Any Yodea, he has no connection. Any Yodea Lisho, that's the 50 guests that are your not from relatives. The only question, when are we going to eat? They have no interest. They're waiting for the Seders to get over. He's intelligent. He's fighting. They have no interest. No interest is much worse. They're worse than the Rishonim, without a doubt.
So are you saying they're worse now than Rishonim?
I mean, it might come because they're the Tinik Shanishba, but they have no interest. Rosh is worse because he's a Masnagar.
They're farther away than Rosh.
They have no interest. They're not Rishonim. They have no interest. No, they have no interest. The Tom is also ignorant, but he's asking, what's this? Here's somebody who's I'm not interested in asking. You're having a religious ceremony. I know people like this. I've had them you know, invited them to places. Yeah, and they're very respectful. They're very polite. They're just waiting to eat. That's all they're doing. They're just waiting to eat. That's an any Odei Lishol doesn't mean he's not capable of asking a question, because then he'd have to be retarded. If you want, he's not capable of asking a thinking question, that's the time already. That's the time. What is this? What is going on here? The any Odei Lishol means he has no yidia, he has no connection to this, and therefore he's not asking. He's not asking. He has no interest in asking. He's sitting there very polite. It's like in the sense a lot of people go to shul even in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They know they have to go to shul. They know they got to fast. All they're waiting for is the Kiyah Shofar to go out and eat. They have no interest, not what's going on in the service, nothing. They know they have to be there. And there's people that come to a Seder. They know it's the right thing to do, but they have no interest in this. I think that's the Pshat Eni of the Elisha. Any of the Elisha doesn't mean, there's nobody who's not capable of asking a question, what's this? There's nothing below, what's this? But there is something more further than what's this. I don't care what's going on. I'm here, I know I have to be here, but I'm really waiting to eat, or I'm waiting to leave. But it's my... A lot of people come to classes. They have to be there, then they're waiting for it to get over, that's all. When is it going to be over? When is it going to be over? That's an Eini Odei Lishol. He's not connected. I think that has to be the Pashut Pshat. Okay, Chochem. Mahu Oimer. Moho Eidos Vachugu Mishpotem Eshutziv Hashem Kenu Eschem Afato Emelo Kilchus HaPesach Ein Maftiun Acha Pesach Afikom. I mean, the real kasha is this first starting point. Connected our bo bonim dibra Torah. These are questions in the Torah. It's a kushot shemofia b'Torah. Ki yisholcho bincho lemer, ki yisholcho bincho mocher lemer mo avodas azos lochem. That's the then he asks also mo edus lachuk mishpotim. This is a lashon mikra. So why not tell him the Torah? It's that the Torah says. Well, marte lov avodim yinu lepar mitzrayim veyotzienu Hashem. Why don't we tell him the terrors in the Pesach? No, the Rosh is this kasha more edus vachukim mishpatim. That's a kasha he shochem bincho mocher lemor. That's a kasha in parshas Veschanan.
That's a Pesach in the Torah.
Also, I think it's a little bit of a paraphrase. Exactly, possible. Why not give him the answer? We say, why don't we give him the answer the Torah says? What? I thought we'd tell him. Afato emelo kilchus apesa. They have to not have pesa. I don't know, but so say that too, and add it. What is ahayahinus in the lashon af? It sounds like you don't have to answer the question. Because he's a smart guy, he already knows the story. You don't have to answer the question. You have to tell him kilchus apesa. How does that come? Name after nachar pesa. Chavi kol. Why is the Torah give? Why?
It's the af ato amelo. It's the af. So it seems that it would be implying that you should tell him everything that's in the Torah. But af, and furthermore.
That's what Yonah just said. I just don't see that he had to say something so obscure. Why not say what he has to say? And say this too. I think the af ato amelo means you might think you don't have to say anything to him. You got to bin for somebody who doesn't know. Somebody knows, you don't have to answer him. Oh, you should. You have what to tell him also. Even him, you have what to say. You have to say to him, "Ein maftir nachar pesach avikom." The Mishnah says something. The pasuk says something else. Question number one. Next question. Rosh Mahu Omer, Mohavod Hazos Lachem. That is his question, right? That's the question that Rosh asked the Torah to. Just doesn't say the ask. It says, Ki Yomra Lechem B'Lechem. Hoya ki yomru alechem benechem mohavod hazos lochem v'martem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem v'martem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem. So what's this? Mohavod hazos lochem lochem v'lo lo l'fi shetzi yasem min haklav kor b'ikr afatati yashinu v'emelo b'avur zos Hashem li b'tzeiz mitzroyim. Leave a low, you lay some on it. Why do we give him the answer the Torah says? Common on any law to which a Torah merit. How you key on with that Russia? More voters as a slow, Martha's a Hulasha. You're giving him a real answer. More voters as a slow, him. The Fiha Baal Hagoda Makifim of Bechazor. You attack him. You don't answer his question, you attack him. By the Torah it says, Amartem Zevach Pesach. You ask why? Asher Pesach Avotem Nuinokus Avotenu Hitzu. He did a lot of good. He saved your life. He saved our life. That's an answer to a question. The Baal Haggadah doesn't give an answer to the question. The Baal Haggadah gives an attack. You put him down. Afato Hakeyashinov. No, it's really what he's saying. Afato Hakeyashinov. He's biting. He's not coming, he's not asking a question, he's attacking you. By the Russians, he's coming to argue. Hakeshim, but the Torah is going on, Hayuki Yomra Alechem Benechem, Mo'avodah Zos Lochem.
He says that those are the Rasham.
That's the Pasuk.
And that's referring to Rasham?
That's the Pasuk.
Sons that are Rasham?
Mo'avodah Zos Lochem.
Right, but it depends on how he's asking.
We only know there's four sons because we have four psukim of kashas in the Torah. We have three psukim of kashas. This is the kasha of the Rosh. Ma'avodah zos lochem. Right. But more than that, the answer he gives, at the end he does give an answer. Emolor bavurza osa Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzrayim. That is an answer in the pasuk later by the tom. That's the answer, except we give a spin here. Bavur osa Hashem li v'lolo iho yashom lo hoya nigo. I'm sorry? Okay. Yeah, you're not talking to him. You're right, you're not talking to him. That's true. You're disrespecting him. What you're probably doing is protecting the other children. You're not answering his question, but you understand what he's asking. It makes a question by everybody else. So you tell everybody else, leave a low. You're not talking, it's not leave a low atah. It's leave a low. It means you're not talking to him, you're talking to the other mesubim there. Right? So I mean, but that's not what the Torah says to do.
Then you would say, one ubalolo. Me sounds like you're talking one-on-one.
No, not leave a low. No, low means him.
And what does Lee mean? Me means me.
It's me. He's talking to me. And I'm telling everybody else.
So then I would say,
he's talking to me, and I'm telling everybody else the answer to him, if I would be talking to him, would be me and not you.
He asked me a question, and I'm saying what the answer would be is leave low.
That's the answer that the other children need to know. Okay, Tom. Maha Omer Mazak. Martela Bechose Gyola Tia Shem Yitzrambi Besavodi. That's also that. Yeah? Oh, yeah, that's the answer by him. In Parshas, Voyaki Shocha Bincha Mocha Lamer Mazos. But Martela Bechose Gyola Tiana Shem Yitzrambi Besavodi. Bechose Gyola Tiana Shem Yitzrambi. Exactly on par. To the Tom, you give the answer the Torah says. Now it's true. Again, the Rosh is not asking the questions. Ki yomro lechem. But why then? Why did the Torah say we should be mesiachas with him? Good. Rishen yodei lisho apsachlo shenemar pigato lebincha bayomahu lemor bavurza osa Hashem li v'tseisi mitzrayim. Which is to the fourth son. That's without a kasha. There's three kashas in the Torah. The Torah is shalosh kushot and shalosh terutzim. The leben echav he got it. Zelomdim. We said at psachlo we went into Aramaic. At is you b'loshin Aramaic b'loshin Aramis. Achshav nichnasnu b'modah shel Aramis od pam. So lo b'loshin Hakodesh. So we ato at psach at loshin Aramis. What's the word here? No. Avopo mi shelo shoel. Ani tzrich lachnis tzlo berosh lovin mashu tzrich lishmo.
Speak his language.
No.
You have to stoop down to his level.
No. We said a word that loshen aramis means that I have to go into your head what you need to hear. Loshen aramis is always to step in the shoes of the listener. Of the person asking the question. When you give a unilateral message, b'derech klal, when you're talking, you say what you want to say. At psachlo means you have to go into the Aramaic mode and you have to understand what he needs to hear. The pasuk is telling you this is what he needs to hear. It's not even what you have to say. This is what he has to hear. In order that he should walk away with a message, you have to hear what he needs to hear, which is Bavurza osa Hashem li b'tzei simi mitzroyim. That what is this? Bavurza bivur, like Rashi, bavursha kaim mitzvosav. He took me out mitzroyim, bavursha kaim mitzvosav. That'll be something that it's important for him to hear.
Why are we saying the same answer to the Rosh?
No, that was saying we're not really. No. We're telling him bavurza osa Hashem li v'lo. Here it's not li v'lo lo. We're using the pasuk right there, but the spin is li v'lo lo.
Right.
That he's excluded. No, we're not excluding him. We're giving him a motivation. If you want to gain, you want to have a shaykh, you see it's Mitzrayim. Okay, but now let's go back to the kashas. The kashas are, what's the difference between the Baal HaGadol says keneged arba bonim. Where does he know that from? Because there's three questions in the Torah and there's four answers. There's four statements to children. So that's keneged arba bonim divrei Torah. So l'chayra, he should have taken the psukim in the Torah. What is he trying to be mishana between the pasuk and the Torah?
It sounds like this concept of giving an answer to the person according to what he should hear is by the other ones, or else why is he changing? The fact that he's changing what the Torah tells us to answer them, mashmah, that we are looking into them and saying, this is what you should be hearing. This is the message that I want to give you, the Gabe, you. Not the...
But why? What was the Torah doing? It was the Chacham asked the question, why don't I give the answer the Torah says? The gift to the Chacham. One answer I know already. One we already said. I'm not sure if this will work by all of them. The difference is like this. The Torah has Arba Bonim. But who am I talking to? By Arba Bonim, I'm talking to a son that's a Chochem, or a son that's a Rosh. Here it's talking about, at the Seder, we have all four present at the same time. When the Chochem asks me a kasha, it's me and the Chochem. That's the answer for the Chochem. When the Rosh asks me a kasha, the answer is V'martem Zevach Pesach. But in the group dynamics, I have to answer differently because I have to be concerned about how everybody else is affected by that question. Because when you have four, when you talk to a person one on one, I answer you what you hear. But if you have a group, so I can't just talk to you when I answer. I have to talk to everybody when I'm answering. So I have to give an answer that Shaykh to your question that will answer you somewhat, and everybody else who now hears your question that he would not have answered myself would have some answer to your question. So let's talk about the question, Ma Eidus V'Chukim Mishpatim. So the answer to Ma Eidus V'Chukim Mishpatim, it's a very interesting, this at least makes sense in the pshat. I mean, what makes sense in the, you need a way of answering the kasha. This would make sense if we can work it out. That when one person asks me a question, I give the answer that's shaykh to him. When you ask a question, let's say in a shir, somebody asked a question. And the level of sophistication of the person that asked the question, it could be answered this level. But meanwhile, you just don't let everybody sit there and daydream. It means everybody, to some extent, understands his question too. Everybody who's not by him, you have to give an answer that according to their understanding of the question is also answered. It'll be a, for him it'll be a partial answer, but it'll be answered when someone in a group asks a question. It's not, he's not asking, everybody else is like a shomea ka'ona, there is also participating in his question. Everybody else also has a shaykhus to his question, so therefore I need an answer that everybody will be answered. So let's say by the Russia, we said that already, the Russia asked the kasha, so really the Russia himself, the answer is answer him reasonably, amartam zevach pesach, this and that. But you understand that the Russia, actually there's a bitingness here. He's not really asking a question, he's attacking you. A good way to deal with that is, you deal with him respectfully, maybe he'll change. But everybody else who hears this attack, you got to answer the question for them also. You answer the question, that's implied in the question. So if it's just him, it's not mazik anybody else, amartem zevach pesach. But if somebody else hears low, lochem, low, that's makalkal them too. So the answer is, you're really answering, you're more worried about making sure they're not hurt than you are about him getting an answer. And therefore, they're going to get hurt because they're going to hear someone saying, you don't have to do this. It doesn't make any sense for us. He's saying himself, but everybody else understands for us. So we say, we tell them, ilu hayasham lo hayanigam. We don't answer him, right? Leave a low. It's not me and not to him. I'm answering everybody else. That's what we said by Russia. By Russia, it works out. But now let's see by Chacham. The Chacham is asking a very sophisticated, more edus v'chukim mishpatim. So the Torah just doesn't give a one-line answer. Let's see if the more edus v'chukim mishpatim. Everybody around sitting around the table won't know. He probably knows that he's saying one. He's asked the question. There's Eidus here, there's Chukim, there's Mishpatim. There's nobody else around the table who understands that there's Eidus, Chukim, Mishpatim here. They see Pesach Matzah Mor. No one sees Eidus, Chukim, Mishpatim. There's a huge amount of Chachim. It's a Shelus Chachim here, and there's Eidus. He understands one is Eidus, one is Chukim, and one is Mishpatim. Which one, we will try and figure that out. So the answer to him is going to have to be a very high level answer. To everybody else, he just said three times, what are we doing over here? So the answer to him in the Torah is, Amark Labin Chavod Noyim Lepar Mitzrayim, Vayotzein Hashem Mitzrayim Biyot Chazokah, Vayitin Hashem Osos, Umosim Gedolim, Veroim, Bimitzrayim, Mepharachol Beis Leinenu. Probably, part of that answer is, because there's Osos, Mosim, Gedolim, Veroim, therefore we have something that can get Osos, and Mosim, Roim, and can get Yod Chazokah. That's or the three things is Osus, Umosim, Gedolim, and maybe Roim is the third. That's what we're telling him. There's a whole different type of nisim that happened. One of them is for this ness, one of them is for that ness, one of them is for this. And then we're also telling him, we're also telling him Yetzias Mitzrayim was to come into Eretz Yisrael. That's also part of the answer, because he's giving us Eidus Chukim Mishpatim, so we should have a Shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. We have to think what that means. By Yitzaveinu Hashem Lasus is Kol HaChukim Ha'ele Liyiras Hashem Elkeinu L'tov Lanu Kol HaYomim L'chayoseinu Kayom HaZeh. Then it's Utsdoka Tiyel Lanu Ki Nishmor Lasus is Kol HaMitzvah Zos Asher. We'll spend time trying tomorrow to figure out he's answering this question. I mean, we're giving a whole treatise that there was the Isis Mosim. There's a din in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a din of L'tov Lanu Kol HaYomim L'chayosenu Kayom HaZeh. We need three. There's three answers here. There's one of the Moisim he did, the Yod Chazaka he did, the Moisim Gedolim Veroim, and then there's L'man Hovi Yosanu. This is all part of the answer to the question. L'man Hovi Yosanu, which means we're telling him that the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to come into Eretz Yisrael. We're also telling him by Yitzaveinu Hashem Lasu Kol HaChukmel Yiras Hashem Elokeinu L'tov Lanu Kol HaYomim L'chayoseinu Kayom HaZeh. One thing called Chiyus HaTova and Yira. That's an answer to Eidus Chukim Mishpat. It needs a Hesber. Nobody else here is capable of understanding. All you told him is a lot of different mitzvahs. Maybe that's V'afata Emor Lo. Even also to him you're saying Hilchus HaPesach. Really, you're talking to everybody else, Hilchus HaPesach. Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach Afi Komen. Most of Rishonim you should say a lot of Hilchus HaPesach all the way till Eim Aftirin. But the Kasha Afato Emerlo, even to him, really you're talking to everybody else. But even to him, this is also an answer. It's a partial answer. It's Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. So you start telling him what the Eidus and the Chukim, he knows his Eidus.
Hello.
That's probably the term. I think we need a lot more work to understand what the answer to the chacham is. On the tzrichim lavod mahatirutz la chacham. Yesh po chamisha sheish psukim, shisha psukim lomar dvar ma'od arama ma'od gavoa harbe tachlisim harbe dvarim karushama v'yesh. Kama v'kama matoros l'hamakos b'mitzrayim lo stam hotzi osanu zavayotzienu l'man hovi osanu l'man yiroso l'man lita as onu tzrichim kol ha sugim shel ha-mitzvot k'dei zeh v'af ato emelo achar kach to etzel arichito avu ma shiyeh hatchalat tirutz lo z'af ato emelo gam kilchus ha-pesach. You don't give him his answer. That's what I think the answer is. Standardi, arbei pochot. Zeon Ramar al Rosh is a betach kach. Ani lo oner lo kima. Ki ze mashbi al kulam shom lishlili. As ani tzarich, kasher yachad shoel sheila. Kasher sholim sheila. Arbei pomim tzarich lanot ala sheila. Abo tzarich lanot ala sheila. Lo rak mimi she shoal ala sheila. Ech acherim meidinim et ha-sheila gam. Or ma hashela omer lohem, as lochein shomu tzurich. Let's see. What about the third? I mean, what's a geder? מחר נעבור על אם זה יעזור מה היה השלישי אין יודע לישו תועד פסח לו צריכים גם להתייחס אליו זה מה שכתוב בפוסל יגרת לבנך זה לא מקלקל באף אחד זה מייצר אצלהם אינטרסט מה טעם מה זוס ואמרת אלו בחוזג יורד ציון השם זה בדיוק מה שכתוב בפסוק זה גם מסתום נכון כי הטעם זה לא קושה שכולם שייך גם הם מבינים את הקושה בתוקפה מה שהוא שואל כל אחד מבין ואומרת זה לא שלילי לא לחכם לא לראשו שם זה לא משהו שלילי אז אותו יכול לתרץ ישר מה הוא שואל למה לא מי אם חכם שואל שאלה אז לכל אחד ההבנה של השאלה ברמה מאוד נמוכה לא לפי השאלת החכם אז צריכים להיות תירות שיש שווה לכל נפש השאלה של הראש זה משפיע שלילי על כל צריכים להיות לענות, להוציא את, ה, את, ה, את החריפות אצל כולם. טעם שואל שאלה, לי זה פשוט התירוץ, לא זה, כל אחד מבין את השאלה, אז עונים כולם. עונים מה שהתור אומר. אין יודע לשאול בדיוק מה שהתור אומר. זה רק בחוכם וראש שיש שינוי. כי החוכם וראש זה שאלה שיש, שאחרים לא תופסים בדיוק או תופסים משהו שלילי מן השאלה. And it was saying like this. The Tom asked the question, let's say in a group, let's say in a shir. Somebody asked a question, that's a basic, simple question. You can answer that question straight. Everybody understands the question. Everybody can receive the answer. They may not need to hear the answer, but they understand the answer and there's nothing unsatisfactory about that. They understand what he's asking and you answered Mazos, you told him Bavur Zeh. Also, that's a good answer to that level question. And no one's upset with that. But the Shailas Chacham, they're sitting there stupid. You're going to go now with the whole trees. The Eidus is this, the Chukim is this, and here it's for a year, and they're lost. You lost everybody. So you need an answer that's for everybody at the table. So you give it a lower level answer that's Shovel Chol Nefesh. The Russia, they all hear the biting in that answer, and therefore they could be negatively affected, and you have to protect them. I think the answer to this Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, you're not talking to the person that asked the question, you're talking to all the Mesubin. The Torah is not talking about everybody sitting around the table. The Torah is talking about each child is asking a question. That's one possibility. Another possibility would be saying, is not Pesach night. It's a little Leil Pesach. Yishocha bincha mocher leimor, mocher achar zman. You're in there, Eretz Yisrael, 100 years later. You're not talking at the Seder. These are questions. So it could be that when you're not the Seder, you have a chiyuv of Maschul Bignus and Messiah Mishrach. You have to deliver a message Pesach night you have to deliver a message. There was a question, there has to be some message that was delivered. It's not talking and learning. Pesach night is not to leave everything hanging in the air. Questions this during the year, a person has to walk away from the Seder, as the Rambam says, to be Messiah Medasa Emes, Kervona Liyachudo. You have to give a direct message. The child walks away. This is the night of the year. That's the anchor of the Yediyas Hashem, Yedatam Kiani Hashem. That's what has to be accomplished tonight. So now you need an answer for Pesach night. I don't think there's more than two possibilities to answer this kasha. Either that the Torah is talking about each son, and here we're talking about the group, or the answer is the Torah is talking about all year round. Then you learn. You're in a dialogue with a kid. You have a week. He comes back, and tomorrow come back with another answer, and then he'll have a question. You get into a dialogue with him. But tonight, if you have to walk away with a tachlis from the table, then you have to give him something that everybody walks away with something. That's Yeshnei Derochim. I think that's Magder. Now we have to go and work it out. I don't know what else could possibly be said here. HaTorah Shoel Tashela Lo'onim Azonomim Shnei HaTerutz HaShin Azonomim HaTorah HaShela Zalo Leo Pesach Hoyu Kiyom Ralechem B'neichem Zalo Leo Pesach O Mochor O Kiyishoch Bincha Mochor Leimor Zastam Shelo Zalo Binyam Pesach HaShela Tachacha Lo Leo Pesach Hu Bat Ma Even though it says Mahavlo, more Eidus Vachukim Mishpatim. I don't think he's sitting at a table of Seder. Shitziva Hashem Ken Eschem. Or Marta Lebin Chavon. Huh? I'm sorry? Only he got to Lebin Chavon Yom HaHulimor. That's by Eni Odei Elisha. That's Pesach night. That's the din we got to Bincha is Pesach night. The other psukim have nothing to do with Pesach night. Or Yoki Yomra Lechem Benechem, Ma'avod Azos Lochem, and Martim Zerpa.
Look,
he said
by
Tam
was the only
one. It says Ma'avod Azos Lochem. Here it says also Avod Azos Lochem. I'm not sure. That could either be could be b'shas shchitas haPesach too. It could be when you took for bikur. It could be the days you took it for bikur. He knows you're going to do avoda. Avoda azos lochem. Does it sound like it's going on the achila? Ma avoda azos lochem. Avoda sachila. On the shchita. For martim zevach Pesach is the chorze hashchitas haPesach. So it's not even Pesach night. It's a new doubt. He's asking that question. What are you doing? What are you shechting this animal for? What are you shechting an animal for? Ma avoda zos. Ma za avoda. Achila. I don't know about my dread kokach kodosh. It's a maisa avoda. Achila. Ma avoda zos lochem. Mestome holeich al shechitas haPesach. Lo achila haPesach. That's not Pesach night. It's not Pesach night. And therefore, we have an answer not for Pesach night. We have a din for Pesach night. Which means, if we're right, that by the Seder, you have to have control. It's not just to be a wide open discussion and just going nowhere. At the end of the night, people have to go out with something. The din of Higadot Labincha, you have to deliver a message. The din of Higadot Labincha is a halacha, not to tell over a story, and you heard a lot of gematrias. It's like a way, that's not what it is. It may be to interest the kids, but it's a din that there has to be a message. Somebody has to walk away with something. Maschu beginus umesayim b'shvach. There has to be a message. There's a toichen to the message. Arami Yoved Ovi, it starts with a start and has an end. And everything I'm telling you is because we're in the Beis Hamikdash now. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. That's you have to give the message. He took us out to give us. They need that message, and therefore you have to leave here with a message. So Hilchos HaPesach is a message. Martin, you have to knock off his kasha. You don't want everybody starting to think, what are we doing this for? Let's say everybody's affected. Ma'avodas lochem, lochem v'lo lo. Everybody hears it. Hey, what are we talking here for? What are we doing here for? You have to knock that out of their heads. The kachas is l'man desaper bozne bincha bendin, v'sashir salad in Mitzrayim. You have to give the tachlis to the message. I think that's what's done with the pshat here. Right, so yesh shtei drachim. Or pirush is a sheila. Yesh chevra asrichim ma'hem choshevim alze b'chabura eich lanot. That's going to be both sophisticated. Say, oh, it's a b'chal lo sheila shel leil pesach. Yesh eich yaches al rega shanit zirich. I'll give you a hargosha. That's all the chim shama, the liza kusha, nachshol v'azev. Our shir tzurich liot. L'harbei pamim, mishu shoel sheila b'shiur, ze mafriya, ki shiur yesh, ze tzurich liot, yesh hatchala v'gam yesod.